Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. We have a show today. We're ready to go with the show. And I have a guest ready to go, and I don't think this has ever happened to me on this show before, but I had called Bill Lorry of Renewable Energies LLC, and I said, Bill, I think this would be a good time to get on the show, talk about some things about renewable energies, talk about things that have to do with the central boiler outdoor wood-burning furnace that are beneficial not only in the wintertime, but also in the spring and summertime as well. So Bill says, yeah, sure. Why don't we set up a time and call me? And so I'm calling him, and this has never happened to me before, Bill. You're actually going on a call right now.
Yeah, I am on my way.
What happened?
I think they need just a little advice on how to light a fire. No, I'm just kidding. They need a little help with they're having some trouble getting the fire going, and I think it's just a matter of their wood isn't ideal, and we need to get them some drier wood here. So
this is a classic case of how dedicated our team members on this show are, that not only will they come on the show to do an interview by phone, but they'll even come on the show to do an interview by phone as they're heading to a call, because customers come first.
I guess that's a good way of looking at it, huh, Bill?
You're dedicated. You are a dedicated young man. So congratulations on that. And you know, we should spend a little time talking about that, because you know, these outdoor wood burning furnaces and all kinds of things, a lot of times with people that come on this show, these are moving parts. These are mechanical objects that do break down, and it's important to hook up with someone who's going to back up what they sell, and you guys certainly do that. Why don't you spend a little time talking about that?
Well, you know, you hear that a lot, and so I encountered a lot in with things that I own, and you hear a lot of stories from other people, and you're right. I think service after the sale is probably just as important or maybe more important than the product itself. You know, we have a great product. This is my, I think I'm on my 17th year of selling just central boilers. And it's been just a great product. But like you say, it is, there aren't many moving parts, but there are a few. And of course, they're made by man. And once in a while, they do break down. And the service is important. And we always do strive to be there for that.
You know, and we talk about this a lot on this show, because a lot of times you can get a little bit of a better deal by going to a discount box store or going online and ordering products and things along those lines, whether it be, you know, outdoor wood-burning furnaces or any kind of mechanical products. But the service after the sale, the warranty work being honored, someone in person to talk to, and then someone in person to actually come and go and service your product and know what they're servicing is crucial, especially in your field.
It is crucial. Actually, it's funny you bring it up. Last night I had a customer over late looking at an indoor wood furnace, and we were talking a little bit, and he's like, you know, we sell a real higher end of an indoor wood furnace, but they were talking about looking at Menards, for example, just mentioning a box store. And I didn't say anything, and it's because everybody's got to make their own decision on that, but he brought it up, and he's like, I just like the feeling of, if I have a problem or if I just have a question, I know where you live, and I'm talking to you, and it's very simple, you know, and that's because I like to buy local that way. So I guess there is something to be said about that.
You know, and we're seeing it in action right here. There is a situation where you don't really know what's going on with this consumer, but you're heading over there. It could be, you know, some maybe a big problem, It could be a very small problem, but I know as a non-mechanical person like I am, when I see something and I go, this doesn't seem right, I know it's probably something simple, but if I tinker with it, it will turn into something major. So it's better to call the experts, and you certainly are the experts when it comes to that.
Yeah. Well, like you say, there isn't a lot, and a lot of times it is just a serviceable item that the homeowner can handle, but we're certainly always here to help out. So
let's talk, you mentioned that a little bit, you know, with Central Boiler, that's your main product, the outdoor wood burning furnace. What are the typical warranty problems that you always offer, the warranty that's available to people? Can they get an extended warranty? What kind of goes with that, just to give an idea of that peace of mind that you give to customers?
Well, what's really cool is the warranty is pretty cut and dry, and it's actually a 25-year warranty as long as the furnace is registered within 5 days of the purchase. They kind of, in years past, they kind of got sick of, you know, we always just left it up to the homeowner to send the warranty, and, well, you know how that goes. That usually doesn't happen, and then years down the road, they might have a warranty item that gave out, and, well, sure enough, the furnace never got registered. So we now, Renewable Energies ourselves, we take care of filling out the warranty with the customer, and we actually send it in for them. It gets turned in within a couple days of the sale, and then they get their full 25-year warranty on the furnace. So it's a pretty good deal.
Nice. I mean, there's another good example. There's another good example of someone who's going beyond. You don't have to do that. I'm sure there's some other dealers who do not do that, but that's what Renewable Energies LLC does.
Yeah. It's a quick story. When we built a new house back in the day, 6 years after we put the house in, built the house, our water heater went out. Big pond of water on the basement floor. Called the plumber, hey, our water heater went out. He comes over, he looks at it, he's like, oh, it's 6 years old. Have you guys, did you fill out your extended warranty when we put this in? And I was like, I don't remember doing that. I said, and then he's on the little packet on the side of the water heater, he pulls out this paper, and it would have gave us a 7-year extended warranty. But he did not show that to us to fill out, and we didn't even know about it.
Yep.
So that's just one little example of little things like that mean a lot.
We're talking with Bill Laurie here from Renewable Energies LLC on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. The website, by the way, is renewenergies.com. That's RENEWENERGIES.com. Or you can call them. The office is 825-1103, 825-1103. And if you joined us just in the middle here, Bill is actually on the phone, which he was going to be anyway, but he is actually going to a service call right now. And he said, hey, I know we had this planned, and I'm going to a service call. Do you want to do it? I said, yeah, let's do it right on the phone. So we weren't planning on talking about that little section about servicing, but I'm glad we did, and I'm glad you're servicing somebody right now so we can kind of give an up-to-the-minute report on how this all works. That was kind of cool. So I appreciate that. So let's talk about kind of what we wanted to talk about with the outdoor wood-burning furnace. I think the basic idea for a lot of people is it's a wood-burning furnace. Obviously, you need wood to keep as your heat source, which is a great natural resource, obviously, to do all those kind of things. But a lot of people, Bill, I think, look at this as just a product that would keep your house warm in the winter time, and after that you shut it off and you don't need it for the rest of the year. And there are so many other uses for the outdoor wood burning furnace. So as we get into spring here, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the other uses that the outdoor wood burning furnace can do?
Yeah, it's really something. Like even in our house, for example, our basement is always just got that damp cool feeling to it, in so even in summer. It's just, and I think a lot of basements are like that, especially your older basements. And there's quite a few people that we have small heaters in their basement, And you'd be surprised how many people are actually just running a little bit of heat in their basement just to keep the dampness out of there for the summer months. Along with that, swimming pools are a real big thing for those with swimming pools. It's and the beauty of heating a swimming pool with the wood burner is as long as the wood burner is running and you're heating a swimming pool, or you might be keeping a little bit of heat in a cool basement, you're also heating your domestic hot water, your water heater. So you can really justify heating in summer a lot of times, especially if you have 2-3 items like that that justifies heating. So those are a few ways of utilizing it year-round.
And I would think also that a lot of people, especially out in, you know, a lot of places that are serviceable here with the outdoor wood-burning furnace, would have a hot tub as well. So that's another heat source that you could also use, correct?
You are right. I forgot about the hot tubs. Yeah, hot tubs are another pretty expensive thing to heat on electricity, and it's a good savings as well.
Bill Laurie with us from Renewable Energies LLC. Again, it's renewenergies.com. We're talking about some of the many uses of the outdoor wood-burning furnace. He sells Central Boiler, and they were a sponsor this past year of the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy. So a lot of people stopped by Bill's booth and the Central Boiler booth and talked about that. And Bill, I'm sure, covered a lot of that information, and this is a busy time for him. As we just said, he's on a service call right now. We're going to take a break. Bill's not going to go anywhere. He's probably going to maybe just set up his service call here because he's probably getting close to the location. We'll come back. We'll conclude our interview with Renewable Energies LLC right after that.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
Welcome back. Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. On the phone with us is Bill Laurie of Renewable Energies LLC, who is on his way to a call right now to make sure that his customer is satisfied. Bill, are you getting close to the location? Where are you?
I'm getting close. I'm probably within about 10 minutes here.
Okay. This should work out pretty good. You'll probably just about get there, and we'll finish up the interview, and you can service your client. But first time this has ever happened on the show, where we were so live that we're actually in the middle of going to a service call, which I think is pretty cool, and kind of shows the dedication of Renewable Energies LLC as well. Let's talk about the other part of the outdoor wood burning furnace, which I think a lot of people don't realize is you can set that up, and especially in a rural community, a lot of people have obviously their home which they can heat, but a lot of them have other detached buildings around their land. It could be a detached garage that they use as a workroom. Could be another room that it is their workroom that is off from the house. Could be a lot of different things. You can run one furnace that will run to all those buildings. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the real beauty of it. When people have multiple buildings, I mean, we've done anything from small garages to shops to gosh, one year the people wanted me, they had just a little, it was about as big as a doghouse really, but they had a goat in it. And we put a heater in the little doghouse, I'll call it. You know, so you can just about do anything with it.
Now, there's something you don't hear every day. That a customer has a place that it looks like a doghouse, but Bill says it was a goat.
Yeah, one goat. They were just concerned that the goat was warm enough. And yeah, we put a little heater, ran a line to the little goat house.
You never fail to amaze me. You just always give me that little extra. I appreciate that. Let's talk about you're coming up usually around this time. You do an open house, and I don't want to put you on the spot because you may not have the details yet, but usually you do an open house, and basically, if I'm wrong, correct me, but you and Sue kind of get rid of the last year's models, and you offer discounts, and there's some incentives in there through Central Boiler. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, every spring we do an open house. It's hands down, it's always by far the best deals of the year just because everybody's slower in spring. We're slower, Central Boiler's slower, so the company, Central Boiler, they throw discounts. We throw discounts on top of that, so that helps me secure my work for the summer, and it works good for us because we can gain work that way when it's normally slow, and the customer gets a huge break on pricing.
Now, do you have the date on this yet? Have you guys talked about this?
It's time to decide. It's going to be in April. My guess is mid-April. We're going to decide probably within the next week here. And I would say to watch our website. And, of course, you'll be promoting it on all of your Cumulus stations as soon as we decide here.
Right, right. So, I'll tell you what. Let's stay in touch with me, and we'll get the word out, and then we'll get you on the show if you're not too busy, so we can do that. Now, when this happens, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Central Boiler offers a discount, and then you have a discount on top of that. Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's. Well, it always happens that way. Because, like I say, spring is the slowest time for everybody. So everybody's a little bit more hungry in spring. They know summer is not exactly the busy time. So it works for some people. For some people, it still doesn't because you're purchasing, like buying a snowmobile in summer. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense at the surface. But if you're going to do it anyway and you're going to wait till fall to do it, well, there's some pretty significant savings you miss out on.
But this could be a good time to just interject here. Tax return time. Maybe you're getting your tax return.
Yep.
So this is something that you could take advantage of there. Give me, and I know each unit is a little bit different, but give me the savings roughly that people on let's say an average unit of what they might be talking about with savings.
Well, just generally, you really put me on the spot here, Bill.
But
let's just say you have a package, because I don't want to blurt out a bunch of numbers here, but the average package for people, you know, they're spending $9,000-$10,000, you know, to hook up a nice house and a garage.
Yep.
Those people might even save as much as $1,000,
right,
on the complete package. You know, so when you're dealing with 10%, that's in most people's eyes, that'd be pretty significant.
That's what I was going to throw out. I thought it was in the neighborhood of
$1,000. Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about, when you go on your website and you see a lot of the different models for renewable energies and the Central Boiler systems, there's a lot of numbers there and different model numbers and things like that. As a shopper, as a consumer, it doesn't, you know, on the surface, it doesn't mean much to me what those are. And again, not to get into too many details, but are those just mostly just size options, depending on the size of your home, depending on how you're going to use it, or are there different options with different models?
Yeah, it got a little bit more complicated in the past years just because Central Boiler is producing furnaces more efficient all the time, so that produces more model lines. But in a nutshell, there's there's two efficiencies to choose from. You can choose the traditional furnace, which has been around pretty much since the mid-80s. It's changed a little bit through the years, and it's still a great furnace, but they also produce something that's much more efficient now. So what people are deciding upon is, because obviously the more efficient ones have more technology and whatever, so they end up being a little bit more expensive up front, but they also burn close to half the wood of the old ones. So what people have to decide is when they're shopping is the extra money up front worth the less wood consumption, or am I the type of consumer that doesn't care too much about wood consumption? Maybe I have my own wood source and it doesn't cost me a lot for that, and I'll just take the savings up front and not spend the extra money. So that's, and then of course, once you decide that, then you have to decide what size furnace you need for your situation, and that's where we come in. You know, we can help you kind of let you know, like, okay, this furnace here would probably give you maybe a 12-hour burn time between fillings, or if you're the type of person that goes away a lot on the weekends, well, then maybe you want to jump up a size, because then you can get closer to a whole weekend burn time out of it. So there's a lot of factors to consider, you know, when you're purchasing.
And this is another good example of how you can get the information online through the website, but it's always good to go in there and talk to the experts at Renewable Energies, go to their showroom, and again, as we talked about, their spring sale that they do, that their open house that they do, you really have a chance to see them, the furnaces in action, and for one, and also see them up close and all those things. So not only to see them online and get the options, but then actually feel them, touch them, get educated even more on how it would work for your home as you talk to the Lorries over there. So it's a great idea. The other thing before we go, Bill, I wanted to talk about is you don't only sell wood-burning furnaces. There are other heat sources that are available that you can have furnaces for. Run down a few of those, because I think those are kind of cool as options for people too.
Yeah, so first off, we have more than just our outdoor line of furnaces. We also have our indoor line. Anything from your freestanding, what a lot of people call their potbelly stoves, but they're obviously a lot nicer than that nowadays, but a freestanding furnace up in your house, nicer looking with a little bit more fancier appeal to it, and then also the larger wood furnaces for the basement. But yeah, on top of wood burning, then we also carry pellets, wood pellet burning, corn, shell corn, like, and it's very simple that way, because you just run to a local feed mill, have them bag you up some shell corn and dump it in. So you can kind of play the markets. You know, sometimes pellets are cheaper, sometimes corn is cheaper, and it kind of gives you the option. So going with one of those, and we also have outdoor versions of that, which is really cool, so you can still heat multiple buildings off of corn or pellets. Some guys are burning cherry pits. Cherry pits are pretty readily available out of Door County here. They take a little bit of work to dry, but you can get them very, very cheap. It's another good source of fuel. So if you don't feel like working quite as hard, you know, with the firewood, you can keep things really simple and just dump your bags of fuel in.
So, again, you're kind of making sure that there are other options for people depending on, one, where they live. Like you said before, if wood is plentiful for you and you can use wood, that's great. Maybe if corn is more plentiful, depending on where you live, it might be a better fit. And as you said, cherry pits, if you're kind of near the Door County area, that would be a good option. So there's more than just wood when it comes to Renewable Energies LLC.
There is. And actually, I have a fair amount of customers that, I mean, they have land, or they're farmers, or maybe they were farmers and they still have a little equipment. But the average home takes like 3 acres of corn. That's all it takes. So there's a lot of guys that they're planting corn, and they just have the local farmer come and combine it off for them. You know, so there's, depends what situation you're in, but there's a lot of cool options for getting away from the expense of gas.
Very good. Renewable Energies, yeah. LLC, they're located in Forestville, and I only give that now because if you're thinking about the open house, it is on County Road J in Forestville, and again, we'll give you more details, but it looks like it's going to be in April at time. You can go to the website, renewenergies.com, so it's RENEWENERGIES.com. Can call the office, 825-1103. We'll keep people updated on the open house. But this was a unique experience and a fun experience to kind of catch Bill as he is going to a service call because he does back up what he sells, and he'll be going at all hours of the day and night. If it takes him to get there, he'll do it because his customers come first, and I really respect you for that, and I've always respected you and Sue for the work you do with Renewable Energies, and thanks for your time today.
I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, bud.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.